Okay, so you're looking for a delicious yet affordable and easy to find wine. If you are, we've got some great choices for you tonight.
Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner, joins us now live in our Wine of the Week. Hiya, Scott.
Hiya, Hillary. How are you?
I'm great. So, you know, it's summertime. We love cool bubbles. What do you suggest for Prosecco lovers?
Well, this Prosecco is definitely easy to find. The non-vintage Mianetto Brut Prosecco from Italy possesses great palate with flavors of red delicious apple, which I really like. Nectarine, little tangy citrus in there. It's crisp and clean, and I'd really like to try this with, you know, strawberries. Or, you listen, if you've got the grill fired up, throw some oysters on there and try it with that. It'd be great.
Okay.
$12.
Wow. Let's stay in Italy with another one from the year 2010.
Yeah, now again, we're cruising into the last half of the summer. I'm spending a lot of time grilling foods. Let's try a 2010 Bolla Suave Classico from Italy. Now, this isn't your typical, you know, your dad's Suave or your mom's Suave. This charming white wine is full of aromas, white peach, a little bit of white flower on the nose. And then you get the stone fruit and the citrus and a pear on a light-bodied frame. Just a little touch of roasted almonds on the delicate finish. Really, I think it would be great with like grilled chicken or grilled pork loin. It'd be just beautiful.
Now, even people who are casual wine drinkers probably know the label Louis Latour.
Ah, oui, oui. The Louis Latour Ardèche Chardonnay from France. Now, this is a value-driven white wine, but it is really, really worth the hunt. And like I said, all these wines should be relatively easy to find in our area. Crisp apple, white nectarine, lemony flavors, they cover the palate. There's a sheet of crisp acidity that keeps it all in balance. Then you get this little steely, minerally note on the back end of the medium-bodied finish. It's a great backdrop to say roast chicken. I really like this wine. $11.
Let's go down under.
You both know I happen to like wines that can be a little on the sweet side.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about the 2011 Yolamba Cristobal Eden Valley Riesling. Now, this is, as you said, down under from Australia, but it really has these pretty floral aromas of peach nectar and mango. But then the crisp flavors of white nectarine, pineapple, a little guava in there, but all maintained by that bright acidity that balances out the sweetness of fruit. Just a little, again, a hint of minerality on the back end. Lovely, deep finish. $12. It's a great buy.
Oh, my gosh. You can't beat that.
You can't beat that.
Thank you, Scott.
See you guys soon.
See you soon. That's Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out Scott's recommendations at WTOP.com. Search wine.